I think that, one of the conclusions that people came to, this idea that while you stand, I think it was like a 1 out of 82 chance of being a victim of a violent crime in Niagara Falls over the course of a year, that statistic is skewed. Because if you look at violent crimes in Niagara Falls, the vast majority of them are situations where the individuals know each other and where usually they're engaged in some activity that's already illegal. So they're involved in gangs, or they're involved in drugs, or they're involved in guns, and then that generates a violent incident. It's very, very rare, to have an incident in the city of Niagara Falls where somebody's walking down the street and then an innocent bystander becomes a violent crime victim. So, I don't know if that qualifies as good news, but it's, again, there are some qualifications to those statistics. That said, we're going to continue doing everything that we possibly can to make the city of Niagara Falls as safe as possible.